Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that emphasizes God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Monday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today, I'm beginning a brand new series entitled, How to Fulfill Your Destiny. And I tell you, I've looked forward to this for a long period of time. I've taught along this subject for a number of times before, but we've got a brand new product that is a DVD that has five testimonies of people, and it's just interviewing them and talking about how they were able to hear God's voice, be led, and what's happening in their life. And I tell you, my wife and I just watched this last night, and it really impacted us. I think that this is going to be a tremendous product for you. And over the course of the next 4 weeks or so, as I teach on this series about how to fulfill your destiny, we will be inserting some of these testimonies into there. And I think it's going to be a real blessing to you. And of course, we have my CD teaching and also a DVD as seen on TV. But every person watching this program was called by God and ordained by God, created by God for a specific purpose. And you know, there's a lot of people that say, oh yes, and they kind of feel that in one sense, but in a practical way, most people do not live their life with a sense of destiny, a sense of a calling from God. Sometimes we even say that this is only for full-time ministers. And or the clergy or the laity. We have different terminology, but there's the average person really does not believe that they were created to fulfill a specific purpose. Most people kind of feel like that what you do is pretty much up to you. You just let circumstances, situations kind of dictate you. Most of us, it would be more descriptive to picture you on some kind of a life raft or something, or maybe an inner tube, and you're just floating with the current going down the stream instead of showing you with a motor or maybe a oar, and you are going upstream. You are have a purpose, a direction, someplace you're trying to go, and you sometimes have to go cross current or against the current. Most people are just letting life kind of push them along, and they once you get born again, if you truly had an encounter with the Lord, well, then you have a desire for your life to count. And so most people will pray something like, oh, God, bless what I'm doing. And they ask God to somehow or another bring redemption to what they're doing. But they still don't take charge of their life. They just hope that what they're doing is going to be a benefit to God and to His kingdom and that it's acceptable to Him. But, you know, that is not the way to live your life. God created you with a purpose. And let me just make a statement here that ought to be obvious, and yet it's not. You cannot fulfill God's purpose accidentally. Now, that's a major statement. And again, most people functionally would say, no, that's not true. Because again, most people, it's like a pinball. You know, you kind of pull back that little lever and you launch this pinball, and then it just bounces around and bumps into things, and it just kind of depends. And this is the way most people's life are. They just started, they didn't know what they were going to do, and then this opportunity happened and they got fired from this job, and then they got married and they had an offer here, and they're just like this. And it just depends on what circumstances dictate to them. I'm telling you that that is not the way that God meant for your life to go. And one of the reasons that many of you do not feel fulfilled is because you don't have a purpose for your life. You aren't driven. And let me say some things. Some of these things I say may unsettle a few of you, and I'm not intending to terrify you, but sometimes you got to be terrified before you can be edified. But there are some of you that hate your job. There are some of you that go to work and you just can't handle it. You know, you come to Friday and you go, oh, TGIF, thank God it's Friday. Well, again, I can understand the point of you having time off and being with your family and maybe doing something special. But you know what? You ought to love your job. You ought to have a sense of fulfillment that God placed you there, either for the service that you're rendering and what you're being able to accomplish, that it's helping the, you know, people in general, or that you, it's a mission field and that God put you there because you're making a difference in people's lives. But it shouldn't be that you're just doing this because you've got to do it for a paycheck. You hate to go into work and you just drag yourself through the day. You extend your breaks because you just are bored stiff. You're playing on the internet at work instead of doing your job. I tell you what I'm saying is describing a lot of people. And then Friday comes and man, you just are thrilled that you're not having to go back to that old dead end job. And then when Monday comes, you get all discouraged and blue again. I'm telling you, if those things are even remotely descriptive of the way your life is going, you are not fulfilling your destiny. You aren't living with a sense of purpose. And I believe that this is something that it applies to every person, not only the clergy, people who are serving God directly, but we need Christians that are in the marketplace. We need people that God has called to a specific business, and you go there because you know that you're on a mission. That's your mission field. You don't have to go to the other side of the world to become a missionary. We got plenty of lost people, pagans, people that are hurting and need help right here in this country or whatever country you're watching right now. You need to live your life with a sense of purpose. And I'm telling you that when I give this teaching, when I teach on this in our meetings and at the end when I give an invitation, it is not unusual. Matter of fact, I'd say that I don't know, the vast majority of the time, 80% to 90% of all of the Christians there stand up and say, I don't know for sure that what I'm doing is what God led me to do. They are just going through their life, kind of being pushed along, hoping that it's going to count. Let me just tell you that this is not a dress rehearsal. This isn't practice. This is it. This is the only life you get. Today is a day that you'll never get back. And this life is either going to count. You are moving in a direction towards a purpose directed by God, knowing what the goal is, or you are just going through life blind. And I tell you, a person who goes through life blind is like driving a car or something. If you had your eyes closed, you are a wreck waiting to happen. And I know that this is unsettling again to some of you because this is the way that the vast majority of people are living their life. And we take comfort in saying, well, everybody's like this. Well, I admit that there's a huge amount of people like this, but that's not the way that God intended it to be. God created you. Contrary to some people's opinion, you did not evolve. You didn't come from slime. You aren't just like a dog or a cat. You aren't an evolved animal that is just doing your own thing and you go your own way. The Scripture reveals, and I believe this with all of my heart, that we were created by God and God had a purpose for your life before you were ever born. Look at just a couple of scriptures on this. It says in Galatians chapter 1, this is the Apostle Paul talking. And in Galatians chapter 1, in verse 15, it says, but when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by His gospel to reveal His Son in me that I might preach Him among the heathen, immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood. And he goes on and talks about it. But in the process of making this point, Paul said that he was separated from his mother's womb. The word separated here is the same word we get holy. Sanctified, separated. He was separated and called into the gospel from his mother's womb. And some people again just say, well, that was the Apostle Paul. That's those of you that are full-time ministers that you've got a call of God on your life. You know, if I had time, we could just go through, you could go through all kinds of people like Samson. This man wasn't a man who was a preacher. And he never preached a message in his life, but God raised him up as a deliverer and he was out there and he was affecting his world and he made some serious mistakes and yet God used him. You can go and there were farmers. There were people who were nobody. One of the minor prophets said that he was just a keeper of sheep and that he was nobody special and yet God raised him up and he spoke. God used all kinds of people. We need Christians who recognize it. Just like the Apostle Paul, you are called and separated by God for a purpose from your mother's womb. Now, this is significant to me. See, again, here's an attitude that most people have. Most people think that you just kind of grow up. It's all chance. It's circumstance. There's no divine providence, no direction. It's just all the way that the cards are, the way that the stars are. People go by horoscopes or by whatever, and it just is, who knows, que sera, sera, whatever will be. And so you go your direction, and then your life is pretty much shaped, and this is just the way that it goes. And when you get born again, God looks at you and says, well, let's see, you got some musical talent. You have been in finances over here. This person, you're an administrator. You've had training. And God looks at us based on how we've developed and what talents we've developed. And He picks us based on what our gifts and callings are after the fact. Now, that's the way that a lot of people view this. According to these scriptures, and I'm going to give you others, Isaiah said the same thing and Jeremiah said the same thing. According to these scriptures, you were called and separated before you were ever born. It's not after you get these things going. And let me make a point right here. I believe that there are probably people, I know that there's people watching this program, that you have developed skills and you have become proficient in some area that is separate from what God really called you to be. Now this, again, see, goes against most people's reasoning. Most people think, well, the reason I'm a musician is because this is what God has called me to do. You know, I could take people right now that are leaders in the body of Christ that were musicians and singing in nightclubs, and you know what? God called them into the ministry, and it's a total change. And they may sing sometimes, but their dominant calling is to be a minister. And I really believe that people... Some people are so gifted that there's multiple things that they can do, and you may have developed yourself in an area and you may have some talents and things that may be completely contrary to what God has called you to do. Again, I'm more familiar with ministers because, again, those people are outspoken and they're constantly telling you what God has done, whereas I'm sure that these things play out among people who aren't ministers. You just don't hear as many testimonies about it because they don't have the public platform to be able to express it. But I'm very familiar with many ministers who were doing other things, like Smith Wigglesworth, a man who impacted the world tremendously in the 1900s. He was a plumber, and he was a good plumber, and he was making a living. But then when God touched him, man, total reversal, change. And as far as I know, he never went back and did plumbing. I know other people like Happy Caldwell is a friend of mine, and he was at school recently, and he was running a liquor store, and he was a good businessman, and he was making a lot of money, and he had some talents and skills going in that direction. But when he got turned on to the Lord, God took him in a totally different direction. Here he is, pastor in a church, running television stations. We're on the Victory Television Network, and he's got a Bible school and all of these other things that he does. And on I could go with this. I'm telling you that you cannot let circumstances and chances and the fact that your father-in-law offered you a job in this thing, and because of that you worked your way up, and so you just assume that this is what God has called you to do. It's possible that you have stumbled onto what God has for you. It's possible that without you really seeking God, God orchestrated things, and you may be exactly where God wants you to be. But I tell you, you shouldn't assume that. You need to hear from God. You need to have some direction. You need to recognize that God created you for a purpose. And let me say something right here that ought to be obvious. There are many of you that just are, you're trying as a Christian. I'm talking to believers. You know that God wants you to be happy and to be fruitful and to be productive. And you are praying for those things, and yet it just seems like that you are bored to tears and that there isn't an excitement about your life. And you may pray for it, and you may try and produce those things. And you know what? It's possible that the reason you haven't seen fulfillment is because you aren't doing what God called you to do. And I promise you that it doesn't matter how successful you are. It doesn't matter if you were so talented that you could become the CEO of a large company, and if you had lots of money, and if you had all of these things and fame and recognition and a platform for influence. It doesn't matter what you're able to accomplish on your own. If it is not what God called you to do, you will not experience full satisfaction and the full benefit of what your potential is. You only have one way that you can reach your full potential. Now, for some people like me, I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer. You know what? I've always been mediocre at just about everything I did in athletics, in school, and in all of these things. And because of that, I didn't have great talents and abilities. I'm not a singer. I'm not a great athlete. I didn't have any of these things. And so, you know what? When God called me, I was looking for a purpose. And it was easy for me to throw down the little bit that I had in my hand and go serve God because I didn't have much to give up. Some of you may be very talented and you might be able to do multiple things. Anything you turn to would prosper. In a way, that's not a blessing. In a way, it's a curse. Because you know what? That means that it's easier for you to depend upon yourself. It's easier for you to go and succeed in just human ability. I was blessed in the sense that, you know what, I couldn't succeed without God giving me some direction and showing me. And so all of my antennas were up and I was seeking and asking God for direction. And, you know, in a way, that is really a blessing to be that God dependent, knowing that, God, unless you do something with me, I just don't have a real purpose for my life. Some of you have been able to succeed on your own. And in a sense, that's a curse. And I can promise you this, and we see it played out, and you hear about this on the news and in papers all of the time, of people who have succeeded and become millionaires, billionaires, or they're movie stars. They've got all of this fame and recognition, and yet they're miserable. They're on drugs. They're on alcohol. They can't keep a marriage together. Their life is a total mess. There is no fulfillment. These people are killing themselves. During this recent quote-unquote global recession, some of the billionaires, people that others envy and think, oh, they've got everything going for them, they're killing themselves. They're committing suicide because there wasn't any. Their only fulfillment, their only success was just in their few things they had been able to accomplish. And when you touch the physical things, they just fall apart. I'm telling you, there's more to life than that. And I'm trying to communicate this and get this point across, that God created you and He has a purpose for your life. And if you are born again, you are never going to experience the fulfillment and the joy and the peace and the satisfaction that is promised in the Word of God and that we see in the lives of people like the Apostle Paul, who said, I have run my race, I have finished my course, and I know that there is a crown laid up for me. He said, this one thing I do. See, the Apostle Paul had God reveal to him what his purpose was, and because of it, Paul was able to stay focused. You aren't going to experience that same degree of victory and satisfaction unless you know for sure that you're doing what God called you to do. You know, I can truthfully say this. I haven't fulfilled everything that God's called me to do, but I'm moving in that direction. I know I'm on target. I know I'm doing what God called me to do, and it brings a satisfaction that nothing else compares with. You know, let me relate this story to you, a personal example of mine that really drove this home to me. But every time I go to Charlotte, North Carolina, I have a partner who owns a business there with like 30-something people, and he invites me in to speak. He tells the people that the clock is running, they're being paid, and so just listen to me, and I can talk as long as I want to. And anyway, a few years back, I went in and I spoke to them, and when I came out, there was a woman that was answering the phone, a receptionist, and she was an Oriental lady. And I hadn't seen her back there, and she had not been there any of the previous years. So I went in and started talking to her. And I said, are you new here? And she said, yes. And I said, well, I didn't see you back there, and I just wanted to meet you. And so I introduced myself. And she says, who are you? And I said, well, I'm a minister. And boy, her ears perked up. And she says, for who? And I said, well, I'm a minister of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And this woman looked at me and she says, you must be the one. And I said, the one what? And she said, I'm a Buddhist. And she says, last night I was worshiping Buddha and I was doing my prayers and going through all of this. And she says, but in my heart, I knew that Buddha couldn't be the real God. She said, I've done these things for years and it's empty and it's not satisfying. But she says, I know that there's a God. And so last night, as she was going through her prayers and her worship of Buddha, she says, God, whoever you really are, I know you exist. Would you reveal yourself to me? I know there's something more than what I understand. And she just cried out to God that he would reveal himself. And she said that this huge ball of light just came and stood right in front of her. And it was pulsating. It was a ball of light right in front of her. And she knew somehow intuitively that this was God. And she says, who are you? And she had a voice come to her and says, tomorrow I'll send you a man who will tell you who I am. And so here she was the next day. And she says, you must be the man. And when she told me that story, I said, I'm the man. I can tell you who God is. And I told her about Jesus and I got this lady born again, baptized in the Holy Spirit. But here's my reason for relating that. You know what? When I left that place, I remember going out and sitting in my car and thinking, God, man, was I in the right place at the right time? I am exactly where God told me to be. And God told this lady that the next day he would send a man who'd tell her who he really was. And I can't even relate to you. Some of you can probably imagine this, but can you just imagine the sense of satisfaction and peace and joy that that gives you to know that you were exactly, God knew you were going to be there. God led me. I was in the exact right spot at the exact right time. There are some of you that have never known that joy and that satisfaction. There's some of you that don't know for sure today that you are doing exactly what God wants you to do. You may pray and say, God, I hope I am. God, I ask you to bless what I'm doing. But see, if you would just find out what it is that God really wants you to do, you don't ever have to pray and ask God to bless what he's already told you to do. You just need to recognize God created you for a purpose. You are created. You are designed. Your temperament, your race, your gender, your nationality, everything about you is designed by God for a specific purpose. And the only way to reach your full potential and realize the complete satisfaction that God wants you to have is to find out what that purpose is. Now, God doesn't want every one of us to be on television. God doesn't want every one of us to be the president of some nation. God doesn't want everybody to be a billionaire. God has a purpose for you, but I guarantee you, there's nobody that's a mistake. Whether your parents knew you were coming or not, God knew you were coming. I'm going to share some scripture with you out of Psalms 139. God created you for a purpose. And brothers and sisters, the only way you are ever going to reach full satisfaction and your full potential is to know what that purpose is and pursue it. It doesn't happen accidentally. Satan is going to put a million roadblocks in your way, and you are going to have determination, and you are going to have to pursue the will of God to see it come to pass. It will not happen accidentally. You can't just stumble into it. God doesn't just sovereignly control everything and make it happen. Millions of people are missing God's purpose for their life. And so that's the reason that I'm teaching this series on how to fulfill your destiny. I'm out of time today, but I am going to continue this on our program tomorrow. So I encourage you to listen in and also listen as our announcer shares with you about how you can get these products on how to fulfill your destiny.
We're happy to announce that Destiny Stories Volume 1 is now available. Contained on one powerful DVD are the stories of real people who dared to believe that God had an exciting destiny for their lives. You'll be inspired and transformed as you hear their stories. Destiny Stories is available for a gift of any amount. Request DVD T3006D. Andrew's teachings played a central role in each of these Destiny Stories. Today, we're offering Andrew's four-part teaching titled, How to Fulfill Your Destiny. This teaching will help you discover your God-given destiny and teach you to walk in it. It's available on either CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Request CD album T1051C or DVD album T1051D when you contact us. Your gifts help Andrew bring the almost too good to be true news of the gospel into countless homes every day. The first teaching in the CD album titled Everyone Has a Destiny is also available for a gift of any amount. We encourage everyone to give, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this first teaching free of charge. Request teaching THT19C when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you.
I know that many of you were stirred up today and you're just thinking, you know what, I don't know for sure what God's purpose is. Well, I'm going to continue to teach on this. I'm going to share things from Scripture that I believe will really help you. But you know, also, we have people at our phone center who can pray with you. And these are powerful people. I tell you, I just can't praise the Lord enough for the people He sent to help me minister to you through the phones. We get testimonies every day of how God is using them. Miracles are happening. These are mature Christians that I promise you could pray with you. They know that they're doing what God has led them to do, and they can help you find that same satisfaction. So we have the number on your screen. I encourage you to call and also ask for prayer.
You can use your credit card to order by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. Helpline hours are from 4 a.m. until 9:30 p.m. Mountain Time. Again, that number is 719-635-1111. Or you can reach us through our website, where you can order ministry materials online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. If you prefer to write to us, our address is Andrew Womack Ministries, P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs, 80934. We appreciate your generosity. We hope to hear from you today.
We're getting close to our Summer Family Bible Conference. It's going to be on June the 29th through July the 3rd, and it's going to be a great time for the whole family. We have children's ministry. We have it set up so that there are our CBC classes in the morning, but the afternoons are off, and then evening meetings. It's just a great time, and I believe that it could be a vacation for you and your whole family. The children will be blessed. So make plans to join me June the 29th through July the 3rd. For our Summer Family Bible Conference.
We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. He'll be in Amsterdam for the Eurospirit Conference May 21st through the 23rd, in Raleigh, North Carolina for a Gospel Truth Seminar June 11th through the 13th, and in Colorado Springs for the annual Summer Family Bible Conference June 29th through July 3rd. He'll also be in Durant, Oklahoma, July 30th and 31st, and in Boston, Massachusetts for a Gospel Truth Seminar August 6th through the 8th. For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, call our helpline or visit our website at awmi.net.